Off-air rumour this morning reaches that one hairdressing salon in Melbourne, which was operating on their last day of business before lockdown on Wednesday, arvo, had six people in the salon, two of whom were aggressively refusing to wear masks. Our next guest was there, Nerida McPherson. Nerida, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, good, but distressed to read your read of the experience you went through. Where were you and what happened?
Look, so I took my teenage daughter in with me. We already had an appointment scheduled, which was lucky that it was the last day before they closed to, you know, get ourselves tidy up because we're not wild animals, despite our circumstances here. And we went in and everyone was wearing a mask. The girls who work in there have been wearing a mask for a long time and just didn't really think about it. And a girlfriend had texted me shortly after to say, oh, I'm at the hairdresser too. And, you know, we've got a mandate to say that, you know, we've all got to wear masks, but no one in my salon was wearing one. And a police officer happened to walk past and gave out some fines because there was no social distancing happening. So I recounted the story to my hairdresser as I received the text, and then kind of all hell broke loose.
Right, so it was a woman. What did she do?
So there was a young woman in the basin next to me, so it's only about a foot and a half away from each other, and I didn't notice that I obviously had my head in the basin, so I couldn't see her, but she wasn't wearing a mask. She was a young, vibrant, intelligent-sounding, attractive young woman. And she all of a sudden burst in on the conversation with, oh, how ridiculous, what a load of rubbish. And I thought, that's a bit strange. And I said, oh, well, you know, look, and I was actually talking to the hairdresser, not to her anyway. And I said, well, look, I was just passing, it might not be true, but this is just what my friends told me. And then next thing you know, she just went on a tirade. You should keep your opinions to yourself. Who do you think you are? You're not the police. And I said, it is the law, and, you know, this is what we're all fighting very, very hard.
I guess, Nerida, at that stage you were not thinking that a second person was going to enter the salon without wearing a mask.
No, so she was getting very het up, explaining she didn't have to wear a mask, she was exempt, and I said, well, that's fine, then it doesn't concern you, let's move on. All of a sudden, a middle-aged man walked in with his very, very elderly mother, neither of whom were wearing a mask, which I thought was odd, especially for her. And he was asked straight away by the hairdresser, look, I'm sorry, but would you put a mask on? He explained it was in his car, he wasn't going to get it. And she said, well, we sell some here for $10 if you wouldn't mind. And he was so aggressive the way he snatched up a mask and was swearing and muttering, put one on his mother, put one on himself, and then proceeded to, the young woman butted in and said, look, it's because of her. And then literally this man started swearing and abusing me and calling me for everything. And it was terrifying. My 18-year-old daughter was sitting up the end of the salon quite rocked. I just held my ground calmly and just kept saying, look, it's not up to me. I don't make the rules. I'm trying to be like every other Victorian and get on top of this.
What is wrong with people?
Yeah, the salon is closing today for 6 weeks because of this problem. And I tried to explain to the man that his mother sitting there is the reason why we are all wearing masks trying to protect
his mother's life.
Well said, Nerida.
Nerida, well done. We thank you for talking to us.